Hello, today's topic is paradigm shifting, initial perceptions, and marketing communication. Paradigms change when we look at things from a different perspective. We often sincerely believe something from one perspective, but when we view it from another angle, our beliefs can change. It changes how we think and how we react to something. What some people call magic is based on this same principle. Once you understand an illusionist's trick, your paradigm shifts, and you will likely never see that trick the same way again. A paradigm shift can be explained with many examples, and I want to share a deeply meaningful example which occurred this weekend with my family. I do not enjoy negative drama or sharing bad news. I like my life to be very peaceful and with a positive and inspiring outlook. In fact, some have even expressed a sense of awe by just how seasoned I am to overcoming adversity and seeing the bright side of tragedy. From my perspective, delusion is a skill and not a deficit. With that said, I'm still going to share this with you as an example of looking at things differently. On the other end of this story, I will try to share a positive outlook, but for a moment, I will sink to the dregs of my own emotions and perhaps yours. My weekend family getaway is teaching me a lesson. Last weekend was one that will have a haunting effect on my family, perhaps for a long time. It has caused a paradigm shift in multiple ways. My wife, Peggy, made plans for our family to have a great weekend. She is a fantastic planner, and we were all very excited to attend the Kansas City Air Expo. She planned this day trip getaway long ago, and our excitement peaked as we saw the first Precision Aerobatics Act soar into the heavens. Our oldest son, Simon, who's 8, is very interested in aeronautics and has become a youth encyclopedia of aircraft. Incidentally, his interest has been shared by his little sister, Madeline, who is 6, and brother, Jack Walden, who is 2. Of course, being doting parents, our interests have also been piqued by our children's passions, and our knowledge has grown accordingly. The air show was impressive. We got to see a lot of interesting aircraft, inside and out. One of our favorites is the A-10 Thunderbolt II, also known as Warthog. We got to hold a simulated version of the depleted uranium munitions that the Warthog fires out at the astonishing rate of 4,200 per minute. We didn't even mind the passing rain showers because we got to eat lunch under the wing of a Warthog. That was the perspective we chose. We were having a nice time, just being together and out of our normal workday routines. It was a welcome break. What shifted our paradigm? At approximately 1:45 in the afternoon, things changed. While watching an astonishing flight by pilot Brian Jensen, our family was instantly shaken as Jensen's plane became uncontrollable and he crashed into the ground. This single moment changed many perceptions for us. We encountered a swift rush of emotions, and they continued to change throughout the day. Our immediate reaction was that of grave concern for the pilot. Although we now realized that any chance for Mr. Jensen's survival was extraordinarily slim, we clung to fleeting hopes for his rescue. Later in the day, we discussed it from a perspective of my racing and how Peggy would deal with this if it had been me at a racetrack. From that perspective, I explained how it feels to be in a high adrenaline moment of danger and that Brian Jensen likely maintained exceptional control and lack of panic to the very end. Time slows down in moments like this, and for trained professionals, there's a surprising reaction of calmness and ability to maintain control. Knowing what I know from high-performance driving gave us each some peace of mind, knowing that he also died doing something he was very passionate about made it easier to accept. Our opinions and points of view changed repeatedly, and were shifted from one extreme to the other. One very difficult perspective beyond our own feelings for Jensen's family and friends and others came as I read comments on the YouTube video I uploaded, which included the crash. The user comments inspired anger, compassion, sadness, and more. It became a very confusing mix of feelings. With over 10,000 views within the first 24 hours, there were sure to be many expressed perspectives from one end of the human spectrum to the other, with each having an impact on my own perspective. There were vulgar comments, including everything from teasing my 8-year-old son, who immediately just wanted to go straight home where he could feel safe and cry, to saying that a crash is why people go to air shows. Others were frustrated, as I was, that the rescue crews were very slow to arrive on scene, too slow for a racetrack, a concert, a county fair, and certainly too slow for an air show at an airport. I normally just moderate comments on YouTube and on my blog after they are made, but more than 100 crude and inhumane comments led me to set it to require my approval. I didn't take this lightly, but after some of them truly made my stomach hurt, I decided I had had enough of that raw human experience. I was noticing a sense of really looking at humanity differently than I like to, and being reminded that most people are simply not like me. Not like me at all. Perceptions depend on perspective. Something that was striking about the comments to this video was their given perspectives. As I read through each comment on YouTube, I found that many pilots, aeronautics fans, event promoters, and others were, like me, appalled by the response time of the fire crew. After all, there was an economy car, an SUV, a pickup, and an ATV at the crash site, each long before the first fire truck entered the runway. On the opposite side, I found that there were many emergency response personnel, including a high number of EMT, or emergency medical technicians, who were angry that I criticized the response time. This showed a very strong two-sided view of the incident, with one side, like mine, who count on emergency workers, and the other side, who took a defensive viewpoint. In the end, some people may say that my initial reaction of horror was negative toward the emergency response. Others will see that my response was very positive because, even against all odds, it was my reaction to put out the fire and try to save a life. Following that, I knew that the next objective was to preserve evidence in order that a future life may be saved. The reality of the whole thing is that it came down to perspective. My son Simon just wanted to go home and feel something different. I wanted to get somebody there to preserve any hope for life and to not look back and wonder, what if? Not just for me, and not just for my family, but for Jensen's family, friends, and onlookers, and anybody who may find themselves feeling less secure at an airport. Sure, you can say that it was not a commercial flight, and that only one life was at risk, but would the response have been any faster if the plane had crashed into the crowd? Would it look differently if that flight had 200 people on board? These are the questions I pondered. The positive side of marketing communications. A positive side to the topic of paradigm shifting is that we each have a chance to change our own perspective, and even that of others. Depending on how we choose to view things, we can see it as a rainy day at a family outing, or a chance to eat lunch under the wing of a warthog. In marketing, it is our objective to understand how to help others with a new view of something. We can choose to see a criticism of the fire crew's response time as being a negative view toward them, or as a positive view for the desire to save a life against all odds. We each have many chances to change our perception each and every day. We also have the same opportunities to help mold others' perception. Just as this is a marketing blog that teaches people how to create positive effects for their companies and their perceptions, others will see marketing as an evil plot to deceive people and get them to spend more money on something they really don't need or want. I see marketing as the difference between a company laying off employees or becoming successful. I see marketing as the reason I have been able to discover the many things I enjoy in my life. Others will see marketing as the reason they made bad decisions and spent more than they could afford. Many matters in life change depending on perspective. The perspective you use to base your own decisions and the perspective you deliver to help mold the perception of others will each be huge factors in your success or failure. Now I want to ask for your perspective. Do you view things from multiple perspectives? Do you realize how your communications can change the views of others? Go ahead and add your comments on the blog at awebguy.com. I appreciate your time and thank you for tuning in. Try to look at the bright side.